Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. Temperatures are mild, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from Walla, concerns rise over Judea and Samaria. Senior military officials say it's the most tangible threat alongside tensions in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, from Israel Hayom, Saudi Arabia issues a warning of a crushing response. This comes after Houthi threats against strategic targets in the kingdom. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Mujtaba Khamenei wants to attend his father's burial, but Iran fears Israeli action. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports on an incident in Sydney. Men pointed a fake gun at a synagogue, prompting a police response. And finally, from earlier today, a significant development in the Middle East. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that Gea Gea, Lebanon's parliamentary leader, supports the Lebanon-Israel agreement. He believes it could have spared Lebanon decades of conflict. I-24-NEWS English reported that Mojtaba Khamenei's burial attendance could be threatened by fear of Israeli targeting, highlighting regional tensions. Finally, Memory, known for its Middle Eastern analysis, shared insight on the Zainab Yon Brigade. This Iranian asset supports Assad in Syria, bolstering regional influence. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Judea and Samaria. According to Walla, IDF officials are increasingly worried about unrest in the region. With eyes on Gaza and Lebanon, the risk of escalation here cannot be ignored. The implications for Israeli security are significant, as any flare-up could further destabilize the area. Turning to Saudi Arabia's stern warning, Israel Hayom reports that the kingdom's response to Houthi threats could destabilize the entire Middle East. Saudi Arabia's tension with the Houthis has broad regional implications, potentially drawing in other countries. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Mojtaba Khamenei's potential attendance at his father's burial. The fear of Israeli targeting underscores the ongoing strain between Iran and Israel. Such tensions could impact diplomatic relations and regional stability. And in Sydney, the Australian Jewish News reports a disturbance at a synagogue involving a fake gun. This incident reflects increased security concerns for Jewish communities worldwide. It serves as a reminder of the vigilance needed in safeguarding places of worship. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on volatility in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Even defense stocks, usually a safe bet, have suffered losses this year, indicating broader market challenges. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Elbit's expansion. The defense company is hiring thousands due to increased demand and a backlog of orders. This move reflects the growth in global military spending. And finally, from Globes, Palo Alto Networks will join the TASE 35 Index next month. As one of the largest cybersecurity firms, its inclusion underscores the significance of tech in Israel's economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.